Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off on Friday, and we started to look at godly profit in all things. That's a big statement, but I've got a scripture to show and prove through many scriptures, actually. Godly profit in all things. You can be profitable in all areas of life. But we've got to do certain things God's way. So it's very, very important that we listen carefully and we see what God's showing us so that we can become profitable in all things in our lives. And so the one thing that God said is the fact that you can be profitable in all areas, but there's some things you've got to learn to do. And we've discovered by finding out that we all believe God is able, God is capable, He's all-knowing, He's all-powerful, and He can do anything. Everyone agrees with that. You at home, I'm sure you're listening on the radio, you agree that God can do all things. However, there are some things that God cannot do. There are certain things that God cannot do, and I'm sure you're already getting them in your mind now, and you know what they are. But let's pick up the service and see what it is that the Lord was showing us about all of the things He cannot do, but we're going to find out how to have godly profit in all things as we continue. So thank you for joining us. We love you. We appreciate you. And we speak a blessing over your life in Jesus' name. Let's continue.
How many of you believe that God can do anything? Let me see your hands. God can do anything. Show me your hands. You're at home as well, watching by the way of internet. If you're driving your car on radio, keep one hand on the wheel, but raise your hand, right? God can do anything? We all believe that, right? I mean, we do believe that. We all agree He can do anything. But wait. Just wait one second. There is something that God cannot do. Sorry, He what?
Lie.
Say it louder.
Lie.
Okay, so that's one thing God cannot do. He cannot lie. Anything else? Say again. Go against my will. Cannot sin. Okay, there's a lot of things that God cannot do. We understand that. In other words, He doesn't forgive an unforgiver. He says, if you forgive not, then I won't forgive either. Remember that. That's a biggie. That's a real biggie. But for the exercise that we're doing right now, there is one thing that He cannot do. He cannot fail. How many of you know? Did you say it? Give her a star and a naughty badge. He cannot fail. You said it, good girl. God cannot, never has, never will fail.
Never fail.
Never fail. That's why God can say something like this. I wish I could say it. But He said this in Isaiah 55:11. He said, so shall my word that goes out of my mouth accomplish whatever I said. And it'll prosper in everything I said. How many of you can say that about yourself? I wish everything I said came to pass. Well, with God, it does. Now, when I say it, God's word coming out of my mouth, it will prosper as well. That's why it says in Romans 10:8, the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart, this word of faith which we speak. Another scripture, I believe, therefore I've spoken. We too, having that same spirit of faith, believe and therefore speak. Amen. So, God cannot fail. Everyone say that.
God fail.
Now, the only time that the process of your learning will stop is if you stand idle, blocked, cut off, really in unbelief, and you just standing there. Have you ever spoken to someone and you're trying to give them some advice? And they're like this. They're leaning back. Their arms are folded. I mean, it's just, they're not even looking in your eyes. You been there? That's what happens with people who now believe that nothing good can come from this, and they just want to push back. Listen, I'm not saying embrace the situation you're in, but embrace it. Don't embrace sickness, but embrace the fact that God said you can thank me in everything. Why? Because I will get you out of everything. Yes. I don't thank God for cancer. I thank God for the answer to cancer. You understand? So if I'm in the midst of a trial, I thank God that I'm getting out of this trial with His help. Does that make sense? Yes. Praise God. I want you to look at Isaiah 48, 17. And show you that God will cause you to prosper. Watch this. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer. Oh, I love it. Say, my Redeemer.
My Redeemer.
Oh, put your hand on your heart. Raise your hand in the air, your other hand. And say, Jesus is my Redeemer.
My Redeemer.
My Savior.
My
Healer.
My God.
Whew. Does that make you feel good just to say the name? And so look, he says, thus the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel says, I am the Lord, your God. Aren't you happy about that? I'm so thrilled. Then look what he says here. Who teaches, instructs, trains, and directs you to profit. He teaches us to profit. Listen what he says. Who leads you by the way you should go. You know, I wish I knew the scripture years ago. Because I try to profit my own way so many times without direction from God. And I failed miserably. I lost tons of money. I made big mistakes because I wasn't allowing myself to be led by God. And He says He leads you by the way you should go. You see, and sometimes the way I should go is different to the way I want to go. Anyone been there before? God says, you want it? Give it away. I mean, the day He told me, give my Fender Strat, a 72 guitar that was in mint condition, was worth thousands. He said to me, give it away. That's not the way I wanted to hear from God. I still remember saying, get behind me, Satan. I'm not joking. And then I gave it to Jesse Duplantis, his ministry, because they were in our church. And the guitarist, I gave it to him. And I'm telling you, when I gave that guitar away, I thought, oh, I've lost everything. I mean, it was a sunburst color. It was just beautiful. But it had become a little bit of an idol. But since I gave that away, I don't know how many guitars, amplifiers, bass guitars, keyboards have been given to me. I mean, just nonstop. And it's coming again. We've got another one. All right, so now, for you note takers, it says, God will teach you, train you, instruct you how to profit. That word profit comes from the Strong's Concordance, number 3276. Now, a Strong's Concordance, for those of you who don't know, I remember growing up, it was a book that size, that thick, and you had to find the number, find the word, remember those days, and you'd have to go through the page, and eventually, and it breaks down in Greek or in Hebrew or whatever it is, it breaks down in Latin the word profit. So if you don't understand exactly what it is, you could go to the concordance. Now you've got a phone. You've got a computer. One click of a button and I get interlinear. I get Strong's Concordance and it breaks down the whole verse and it tells me what they were meaning and the other things it could mean in that day. It's like today. Think about it. People, if my dad was alive today and I said to him, you're bad, he would have smacked me. Today I say, you're bad, it means you're cool, you're good. Someone says to you, oh, shut up, it means tell me more. Right? Come on. We need a concordance for today. So words have different meanings in different generations. So the concordance will help us. And this word, number 3276, is the Greek word yal. It means to bestow upon as a gift, favor, honor, etc., or to gain profit or benefit. So when God says He'll profit you, He'll teach you to profit. He's not talking just about money. He's talking about health, relationships, All the good things that you need. That's what that word prophet means. Not just money. Because you know what? It'd be great to be a billionaire. But if I'm a billionaire and I've got fifth stage cancer, it's not so great. Correct? So God teaches us to profit in every area. He teaches us to live right. And you know, sometimes we think that he tells us, don't do it, and oh, God just doesn't want me to have any fun. No, he knows where that fun's going to end up. Some people, well, I still want to sow my wild oats. Don't. Don't, because you'll be raising up wild things. But did you know this? God instructs us for our own benefit. When he teaches us something, it's to benefit us and people around us. So when God gives you instruction and direction and corrects you, it's to benefit us. Amen. So never think that God's coming to take my fun. He doesn't want me to have fun. I've got to sow my wild oats. No, he knows the best. Listen, he knows you better than anybody knows you, even yourself. Before you were in your mother's womb, when you were being wrought in the darkest parts of the earth, before the foundation of the world, the Bible says God knew me and he knew you. Listen. And every one of your days were written in his book before the earth was even in place. And God still chose us. He knew you were going to do that stuff. He knows everything you're going to do. He still chose you because he knows what you can be. I love God. I mean, really, if I was God and I saw me, I would have said, wipe him out, roadkill, next. Amen. Amen. He still chose us. It's so exciting. And so he wants us to profit in every areas of our lives, in our health, in our finances, in our career, in our marriage, in our family, in our peace of mind, in our joy, in our wisdom. He wants to benefit us in every area of life. He wants you to be profitable in all those areas. Everything. I've come to give you life and more abundant life than that. You know, the Amplified says, superabundant life. Superabundant life. Put your hand on your heart. Put your other hand up to heaven. And say, Lord Jesus, I receive superabundant life from you. Amen. Amen. The Bible says it is God that teaches us to profit. Now, he may use man. He may use a professor. He may use a teacher. He may use a pastor. But it comes from God teaching us to profit. Some of them are false. I'm not going to say prophets, but some of them are false teachers. There's a lot of stuff going around today which they're teaching just off the chain. But God teaches us to profit, and it is he who leads us in the way we should go. He teaches me to profit, and he leads me in the way I need to go. You can't beat that. You're not going to get that anywhere else.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of